Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the workshop meeting for the town of Coburn for Monday, October 28th, 2019 to order. Kathy, if you'd do a roll call.
Mark Albrecht, Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tamane.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Mike Rock.
Here.
Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda is an opening prayer. Mr. Mooney, if you'll lead us in the opening prayer, and please remain standing for the pledge.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you've blessed us with. Thank you for this weather that you've been sending us. We ask that you be with the council members and town personnel as we have our council meeting tonight. Ask that you lead and guide our discussion. May things that we say and do be pleasing and honorable unto you. Ask that you be with each of us and our citizens as we move into the holiday season, and that you keep us safe. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Okay, first item on the agenda is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It will be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. Alrighty. First item on that agenda is reports. First report is the town manager report, Mr. Williams.
We are going to be doing some work on Front Street, around 205 Front Street West, replacing the sewer line that's underneath the road, so the whole road will be secure probably early morning tomorrow.
Where's that at?
On the west Front Street, right across from the old dentist office, where the health wagon folks are going to be. And eventually, I think we'll take it all across the parking lot, too, eventually.
Yeah, we're going to go down the parking lot a little bit, too.
Majority of stuff I have just be in closed session. Unless anybody got some questions.
The dentist office down here, you said that's the health wagon?
Yeah.
You know what they're putting in there, health wagon?
Health stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it rehab?
I ain't talking about it.
Do you know what it is?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I was asked that question, but I wasn't.
That's sure. Why I asked, if you knew for sure.
What type of benefit it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard that too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, but anyway. The next time that the Jeep Club has anything on Front Street, be sure that when they talk about having the street closed, that they realize that they cannot pull their Jeeps up onto the brick sidewalk.
I told the gentleman that called and set it up, so just be in the road, you can't park on the sidewalk.
They were on sidewalk. But see, I'm wondering if they realize which sidewalk you were talking about.
There's
sidewalks on both sides. One is brick and the other is sidewalk. They were on the brick. Over half of the Jeeps were up on the bricks. And the other side, I don't care about them so much being on it, but on this side it does. It messes up those bricks.
I agree.
Because we had to stop watering plants. They did take the little thing down through there and ride it down the sidewalk, and it messed up the bricks.
You
Yeah, the mule, remember when it messed up the sidewalk? Yeah. That's all I see.
Okay, any additional questions? Alrighty, hearing none, we'll move on. Next item is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Two things on here. See, the first one is, we went over on Mark Street and cut that brush. Is it pretty good right there now? Have you been over by there?
Yes, I went by there the other day, thank you. It looks much better.
Got it done. We went ahead and winterized the swimming pool and everything winterized. Repaired, down here at the police department, y'all seen what we repaired, the bottom of the poles and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it done. Repaired a leak behind the shop that was leaking. Repaired a leak on Calabash Lane. Went and paved the, behind and paved the town hall, we paved into there. Paved the road on Bunny Street. Paved strip in the parking lot, I guess I seen it right here, we ran it strip into here. Over here by Freddie Dean's with that big old water leak we had over there, that hole, we got it paved. We patched holes on Third Street, Trent Street, the alleyway, behind the post office up there behind Celebrate. They had some holes over there, we got them patched. Repaired a leak on Third Street. Repaired a leak on Second Street. Repaired a two inch on Cottle Hill. Repaired a leak on Mark Street, it blew out almost big 6 inch. Repaired another leak on Martin Street. Repaired a leak on Beach, 3/4 inch leak. Jet sewer on Center Street and Grand Street. Repaired a leak at their Timberville again, blew out almost. Work done 269 work orders. Repaired a leak on 72. Repaired a leak on Field Street that we had the other day. Repaired that leak. Then brought the water loss down a lot. We installed the spigots and stuff, outside spigots for out there at the lift stations on Quarantown Road and up behind the Kid Central station out there. So we can keep it washed down so it won't be, try to keep the pumps and stuff from going out a lot now. Keeping the grease and stuff off of them. We repaired a leak to ABC Field. Repaired a leak at Church over on May Avenue. Went and jetted the sewer line today over on Davis Street, which we're gonna go back and work on it, repair it, so we quit running over there. Because we over there quite often. And we did another 174 work orders. That's all of that.
You haven't been busy at all, have you?
No.
I didn't see nothing there.
Questions for Mr. Livingston?
The guy who was asking about that over there on, was it Davis Street?
Yeah.
Martin,
yeah.
Or whatever. Did you guys go look at that?
I went over and looked at it. It was actually raining that day. I don't remember what his proposal was. The way it's shaped is to put up a small berm like we did by the town hall. Put that up, but then you come to his driveway. So my thinking is going to go into the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he can fix that on his own.
Well,
then the latter part of it's the same way. Got to put a small berm and keep all that water from going.
Well, when we talked about doing the berm at the other person's house, The only thing that was told to me was is the fact about putting them berms in is when you go up there and scrape the snow off of them, you rip them berms right off, and so it's a waste of everything all the way around.
That's the only way to...
I mean, that's my thought on that, is that...
He knows he lives in the bottom?
He had the lowest point, yeah. And all that water can go at the lowest point.
The only thing I could think that he could do would be is to put a drain tile in to collect the water and move it.
Yeah, no way to do that down in front of his garage. But we talked about that too.
Because the berm to me is just going to be ripped up every winter.
If you go up there with a snow blade right there,
it's gone.
And especially somebody that's not been plowing snow and don't know where it's at, they will turn it out.
There's not enough room to turn around anyway.
No.
So I'm not real sure about doing it that way. Just my thought, for the same reason why on the other side of the hill.
And I brought that up to him also. He's in the process of trying to make some changes down where the water runs into the yard. He just kind of asked me for a little bit of help too. Hmm.
Yeah. It's the same thing on the other lady's driveway. The water just runs straight up into her house.
I don't think of him if he did that, he'd push all that water straight down into the driveway.
I don't think that we should do that, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm not that person.
If he goes down to his driveway, will he
go
steal
in his house?
Interfere with his house?
Mm-hmm. What will happen is when they put the berm here and one here, it's going
to
run down through there and just hit right into the driveway. Yeah.
So everything that runs into the grass and then eventually gets to the driveway to go down,
it's just going to...
Everything's going to...
What was his plan concerning the driveway here?
He has plans of putting a drain up down by the opening into his garage, because that's where all the water gathers, and he's in the process of doing that. But he's not at that point where he can.
Well, the drain pipe that he's talking about eventually remedy a situation? Are we just looking at a kind of a stopgap right now to keep him from getting flooded?
Where this house is, I don't know if there's any way really to do it. I mean, he's at the low point, and even the road itself is tilted downward toward yep. him. So,
if you go on the other side and go up that hill, her house is the same way. It sits under the the road. All the water runs into it.
I don't think we could put any type of drainage up there.
Jeff, how tall of a berm are you talking about putting in there?
Talking about the berm?
Yeah, 3 or 4 inches?
Yeah, you can probably, say you probably can put one there, but you gotta put it a little bit off the road, you know, off the road,
mm-hmm.
where they go down through there. But like I said, if you're not been plowing snow a lot, right. you will.
Well, see, let me ask a question, and I hate to interrupt you, but this is kind of, we're all on the same page here. If you do put a berm in there, if you put it like a normal berm like this right here, I can see that that's, you know, the snow plow's going to tear that out pretty easily. What if you went in there and did a high point and then wedged back toward the road so it's not an abrupt end like this?
Are you talking
it's
about
still going to catch.
Start cutting it down.
Yeah.
The blade's still, you know,
blade's still going to cut
into
it.
All I know,
like you said, probably the only thing that happens if they put one of the drains in it, you know, dig down, like you're saying, and put the drain in there, that'd be the best option, and put it in through there.
Is his
over the hill.
Is his property right against the road, basically?
Yeah.
What if we go in there and do a berm, and then let him go back in there on his property, which is adjacent to the road, and just maybe, you know, do a small fence post or something down through there so that the, you know, the guys won't know where it's at. Would that remedy the situation?
If you put it like a reflector or something up at night, you know, so they up there scraping and they see it, then
it's still going to be.
They're going to avoid that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to turn around too.
And then I'm just going to throw this out there. If you do his, you're going to have to go over and do the other one too.
But the best way to do it, like you're saying a while ago, is just put the drain.
Yeah.
Because it comes right down his driveway, down the road, and his driveway goes into there. You can see where it goes into there and goes right down the hill. Whereas
the carport
garage or whatever, it runs right in there.
And she was the one asking about.
Just put that drain tile right down, put it all the way past this driveway, and then go over the hill.
He's actually got three spots. He's got a spot just before that black pole, and it goes over the hill. Then his driveway, it goes down, then a little bit ways past his house, it goes down the hill.
Yeah, but the drain, I think the drain will work better than putting it down and burn them up through there to get the water off of it.
See, I think that's what I told the other lady, that her best bet would be to cut the concrete and put a grate across the driveway.
That's what it is.
And that way the water would.
Kind of like a kettle?
Yeah.
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 So he can go up there. The only thing you need from up there where he is, right down, just dig down a little bit and put a piece of anger in there. And it catch the water coming down through there and take it out.
The Timberville, I know it seems like every 2 weeks I'm here and we've had another water leak at Timberville. Have we moved any further on that replacement? Are we getting a grant for that? Are we looking into that?
Chris says he's looking into it.
Because we're spending a fortune.
Did we not vote on getting pipe?
I thought we did.
No, you want to get an estimate. You want to get an estimate on it.
I thought we already got an estimate, and you brought us back two quotes, and I thought we voted on it.
No, not getting pipe. He just wanted to wait. He was wanting to wait to do it. Because Chris said he was going to talk to Chris about, you know.
See if he can get a grant.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we said, I was under the impression that we said we didn't want to wait, and we voted on it, did we not?
What was it, 100 feet?
Yeah.
It's like 1,200 some feet wide.
We're not going to get a grant right now for that.
And we're spending.
We just turned down this 50-50 grant last meeting.
Right.
And, you know, they're long term with the study that we okayed last time, you know, for phase two of Sheffield, you know, part of that study is going to be going in and replacing that water line completely, not just, you know, that area, but the whole water line from Coburn out to as far as we go. And then there's a housing element with that also. But, you know, that the study is going to take probably a couple of 3 months. And then, you know, to get to that point, I mean, that's a year and a half away. I mean, it really is. And if everything went correctly, it's a year and a half away. So, I mean, you know, if we're continuously going out there, I'm like Devante, I mean, you know.
I
thought we voted on getting
the. Do you remember Kathy?
I never did order the pipe because I thought y'all said, wait, you know.
Let's do this. Can you go back through the minutes tomorrow? And if we did vote on it, which I'm thinking we did also, let's go ahead and get that taken care of. Yeah.
And if we didn't, let us know.
If we didn't, let's put it on the agenda for November.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because I think we've spent enough money, we could have probably already replaced it.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, it ain't going to take tomorrow anyway, because we're going to have no pipe after that. We just replace it.
That's going to have some pieces.
Little pieces.
Yeah.
I know this will not obviously be done by Thursday, which it's supposed to pour the rain on Thursday anyway. But I walked Front Street this evening before I came to the meeting, just looking at the pumpkins, and it looks pretty rough. Leaves, and I'm not sure if most of the trash has been there, or if it was from the weekend festivities.
We had some heavy wind.
You know about the trees, don't you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The truck came into there took pumpkins and trees and back took the antique lights and all that.
What did?
Big truck, 18-wheelers.
Well, that's why 18-wheelers don't need to be coming down Front Street, first of all.
Cold trucks and all that, you know. But he caught the tree up here at your Frosty Boss of that tree.
Yeah.
So he hooked it and brought it all the way down through here.
Well, I guess that's where all those leaves are. That's what all the leaves are from.
Yeah.
Well, you should have seen it.
When did this happen?
Friday.
There was trunks that big.
It happened. We actually saw the truck that did it.
I didn't
Because, I mean, I'm looking at my phone and Gail's driving me. Of course, you know, I'm getting driven around these days. But she says, oh my God, he's dropping limbs. We thought it was on the back of the flatbed, but I didn't know he had hooked the tree down there.
Yeah, he hit this one pole there and put a bin in it with the tree stump.
We're talking, honestly,
he kept booking.
6 to 7 inch, you know, branches down in the middle of town. And it's like, what, 3:30 in the afternoon and...
Yeah, we had to go pick everything, branches and limbs and trees.
Oh, it was a mess.
Besides downtown, and it's supposed to rain, if everybody wants to know, it's 100% chance of rain for Thursday.
90.
Okay, so hopefully we'll get that 10. But at some time, we have another Bradford pear coming off of the four lane that has split and is laid over, dying, if we could get that cleaned up sometime.
But especially put it on your list, you know, bricks need to be swept.
So they can have all kinds of candy out there.
Well, I mean, it may not even get done before Thursday, but I'm just saying people walking up and down, and it appears...
That truck made a mess.
No, and I'm not pointing any fingers. But the mowing crew, instead of like before they mow the bank down here by the creek, checking to see if there's trash, they just mow. When there's right by the stage, there's paper shred up everywhere, and Hardy's bag shred up everywhere, and stuff all the way down the bank. And it probably would have been a little easier just to pick that up before they started mowing, and then we wouldn't have shredded trash
confetti.
Everywhere. Yeah.
It's a confetti party.
That's what it looks like.
So yeah, on the Timberville line, I'd like to see us check into that and make sure. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that we did. We had two bids on it.
And we just went with the, I thought we even went with the higher one because we were like, there's no.
I don't remember. Well, I'm like you, I thought we voted on it. We didn't, we need to.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
there's two different types of
candy.
Pie. Yeah, mm-hmm. We could. Yeah, I thought we approved it.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Just check it
what
out.
What tree was up to see?
When you come off from the Marty Shopping Center, when you come off that exit there at the Flag Hill,
yeah,
right there on the right,
okay,
over those Bradford pears. It's a pretty good size limb. Don't drag it through town.
It's probably about the size of what ended up downtown.
Probably, yeah. It's about that size. It's pretty big. That's all I got.
Additional questions for Mr. Livingston?
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next item on the agenda is Lane Group. Mr. Mullins is not with us. Do we have anything else from him?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item is Treasurer Burt, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $41,903.24. I've included a copy of the interim accounts payable. Those were $95,814.64. Our October 15th regular meeting minutes will be distributed with November 12th regular council packet. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, October the 25th, was $101,777.69. We had $50,091.24 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $41,903.24. Leaving a balance of $9,783.21. Friday's deposit was $632.12, and today's deposit was $2,047.63, for a combined total cash availability of $12,466.96. In your report, you'll also find copies of her total cash availability report for the month of October current and the cash comparison report.
Okay, thank you. Questions from Mrs. Sharp?
What's WEX Bank?
It's the Shell, the fire department where they buy the gas. They went to a new name.
This watch, which Scott's not here, this watch guard video, camera supplies, do you know what that is? Like, did they get a new camera system or?
They got the body cameras to monitor.
New body cameras? Because they already had body cameras, right?
Wasn't that through that, did they get a grant for that?
Yeah, it was that burn grant.
So that was an in and out, maybe?
Pass through.
Thinking of monies. Ever find anything about a door?
Well, since you brought that up.
I saw that in my notes and I was like, oh yeah, the door.
The door was still at Lowe's and Wise. After going through several different managers and their financial whoever, I called the bank to verify, they credited I forget the dollar amounts. $700-something, $440, to the card that Drew had, although it's inactive.
Mm-hmm.
They said, although it's inactive, it will still go back to the main account.
So we got our money back.
Have we seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good deal.
So maybe this fall of the month.
As long as we can get it back, we're not buying a $700-some door.
What I'm understanding is you get a lot cheaper now.
We set up.
I don't know what those are.
No.
That's how I got my dishwashers. Somebody had ordered them and then they didn't take them.
I went to the debt section myself.
That's where these were at. It's at Fisher and Paykel. The dish drawer that you pull out. Real good deal on those. They're at my house. I love them.
Susan or something.
No, it's a drawer. The dishwasher has a door that folds down and you reach in and pull the racks out. No, I just grab a handle and pull it out and it's all right there. You just load it, shut the door. It's a double.
Well,
can run independently or together.
We don't need
it's
one
really
of those
nice.
For town hall.
Well, I need it down
that.
Here.
That's right.
But they don't have them. You have to special order them.
All right, any additional questions? Okay, hearing none, thank you. Next item is Police Department. I think Chief Brooks is not here tonight. I think he's under the weather.
Yes.
So we'll move on along. You don't have anything from them, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Next item is Fire Department. Chief Hawkins is not here tonight. Do we have anything from them?
No, sir.
Okay. Spectacular on Thursday. That's all on Facebook. You got on the marquee too, didn't you?
And I'm assuming it's staying Thursday.
There's
no
awesome.
Weather. Right. Okay. Making sure.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
My stuff's already on the agenda. So.
Okay.
Good. All right. Moving on along, new business.
That's right.
New business. Part A, 2019-2020 budget review.
Any questions?
Well, is this something separate?
This is where we had to separate the water and the sewer.
Okay.
Which dealt with employees, accounts, everything. Anything that touched water or sewer got divided.
But the public hearing is not until June?
No.
This is for the current.
To what we already had.
Okay.
This is just showing us where you did the separation.
Right.
And she came down and you all got it all situated.
That
and we're
was
all
this past June. Okay. This is what we voted on.
Okay.
And so all of that's hopefully separated from. Okay.
Okay.
I understand.
So then, this is just a kind of an update with your where everything's been split, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just for going forward, it's kind of been our custom the last few years that in January, that we go back for a half year and we do a workshop in January with a review of the first 6 months of the year. So let's plan on doing that again this year.
Where we are in the budget.
Yeah. Guys, you all have done a lot of work on this. Thank you all for getting this to where we are.
It's been a learning experience.
I'll tell you one on me. I actually had it done the other day, and Reba came by the office to get her section all that taken care of. She brought up the professional services. One, if I divide it up like I did the others, 25 and 37 and a half. No, but I will. I forgot about that. It's other than everything else.
Well,
that was a good thing to be able to do that, because we needed more over there. Right.
And everything else that she spot checked too, yeah, turned out good. And I got to forward this to her tomorrow. So.
Good deal.
And so for the fiscal year 18 budget that she's working on now, mm-hmm, we're having to go through invoicing and everything to split those out. That's what's taking so long on it.
Okay.
I had to send her a bunch of stuff today.
But we're still on schedule.
As far as
she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to add this, I know it's off subject a little bit, but Kathy and her crew has been diligently working on this tax thing. And it's consumed a lot of hours among everything else that's been going on. So just bravo's over to everyone.
You know, it's kind of, when Kathy gave her report tonight, and you know, we were talking about deposits and, you know, where we are with cash and all that as far as right now goes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, let's remember also that, you know, we're showing a $12,466 positive balance, and that's something we've not done in years in this time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the other part of the equation too that is not reflective in that number goes down to this ready access account. Right. Which is at $10,754, and you know that's money that should we need it, mm-hmm, you know, we can always shift across, you know, because basically it's general funds or utility funds, whatever. So you know, I'm just very pleased with where we are, and very pleased with all the work that you guys have done to get us to this point. And you know, let's just keep it going the way it's going.
Yeah, I'm just so glad it's not asking what bills to pay.
You are too, aren't you?
I really hated those nights when we come in and it was like, so what bills do you want me to pay?
Well, it was kind of a little bit rough this month because of the $36,000 VRA payment.
Right.
We kind of had to shift a little bit.
Spread a little.
We're back on track now.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Okay, thank you all. Under new business, part B, the implementation of time clock for each department.
I love it.
Well, my proposal is...
Somebody voted on this, on email. I voted.
I think we gave a consensus, and we've got to wait till November, I think, to...
We gave consensus, and then...
But it's under your budget, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But it won't be discussed at council, too, so... Reasons on here.
Have you ordered it yet?
No.
So, my question is going to be this. So, when this is done and people go to work and they do whatever, thumb or face, whichever one they're both, then that gets recorded and goes straight to town hall.
Goes to my system.
And then you can, there will be no more paper unless it's overtime special.
It will eliminate all paper if they do overtime, and they shouldn't log out until after the overtime is done with.
Okay.
So that in itself should be included onto it.
Okay.
And my proposal is to do the facial or fingerprint recognition, because if it's just a fingerprint, I'm thinking, you know, gunk or whatever somebody may can say, well, I didn't get my fingerprint done, it wouldn't do it this time, so it can adjust my time. Well, face, I mean, it's not going to change.
Right.
So the water department, when they are called out, like on the weekend or whatever, will they go?
They'll go down to
the building.
Jeff's shop, because that's where the Wi-Fi is. They'll go there and they'll do the little login bit.
Before they go to the...
Before they go out.
Okay.
And police department should be doing the same thing. If there's any reason why something that needs to be altered, it's going to be controlled. Nobody else can do it.
The only thing I foresee...
So I forgot to clock out. Or I forgot to clock in.
You'll remember after a while.
If you forget to clock out, then you go off what your schedule set for.
Right. You'll remember.
Oh, I was going to say is, you said we would eliminate paper, which this isn't until summertime, but your pool employees, there's not going to be this system or whatever.
With them, we'd still do paper.
I was about to say.
Because that's only a few weeks, a year or so.
Okay.
I would like Wi-Fi.
Sharon will have to...
If we could have Wi-Fi up there, I think it would be a great thing.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yes. I would like the cameras up there.
Sharon will take care of that.
I want cameras up there. I'd like to have cameras there, at Jeff's building down here. I'd like to have cameras scattered everywhere to where we're keeping, and especially with what happened here last week. I mean, it's just a... And for us at the pool, I like the idea of everything being on camera for when people say things. We can back it up with, this is the footage of what happened. And if they're breaking in at nighttime, I've got them skinny dipping in the pool.
So you probably have to post it real well, so they won't...
Well, I don't have a problem with surveillance. It's public area. I ain't putting it in the bathroom.
In the pool area, somebody lives at top.
It's public.
Yeah, that's their own fault.
So I've got two quotes for both, one quote for both of those clocks. And my suggestion would be going with the first one.
Yeah, this is, once you get the past clocks, pounds of policy.
It's $200.
Is that going to require you to write a policy specifically about
yes.
The right part of it?
I like it.
Yeah, we've been wanting one of these for a while.
We've asked quite a while for some kind of time clock of some form.
That's anxiety.
Yeah. I had onions, so it's a little onion in my mouth. So I didn't want to kill Mike and Jeff.
Okay. Any additional questions?
You get this now.
You made lasagna the other day and came on.
So you had lasagna two times?
Yes.
Yeah, but not good though.
I'm so sad that I didn't get it.
You missed it.
Fresh in your breath every time.
Did you get that?
Okay. You like peppermint?
Moving right along. Next item on the agenda is a resolution concerning the Guest River Gorge. And kind of where this came from is I received a email last week from Jack Kennedy, who, if you remember back way back when, was very active in Guest River Gorge. And his email started from a conversation with Donnie Rose. And Donnie is wanting to, well, he's proposing that somehow we find some funding to put camping out toward the gorge. Now, it's not something that Coburn would be directly involved with, but, you know, Jack says that the best way to get federal funding on this would be for a resolution from the towns involved in it, which, of course, would be Coburn from the county. So I've asked Mr. Sturgill to look into this, and I think you've been working a little bit on that.
I don't have a resolution finished yet. I was kind of wanting to get a little bit of, I've got a draft, but at the same time, I was wanting to get a little bit of feedback from you all as far as direction and anything that you would like to for me to put into it. But I have been working on a draft.
If anybody wants to see the email, I've got it, by the way.
Yeah, and honestly, my draft kind of came from
the Shipman Clerk from
we got Now, the gorge is state or federal?
Federal.
Through the Forest Department.
The Forest Department?
That we would be requesting, is my understanding.
Yeah.
based on the email, it looked like we would be passing a resolution for the development of either RV parks or camp-friendly location development sites. Possibly at the entrance site, I think that was thrown out there in the email.
Mm-hmm. So there used to be picnic area on that side of the road down through there.
Actually, there's on both sides of the road.
I remember that.
There's property available, it might have to be.
You know, and I think when Jimmy and I were talking about this earlier, I don't know if we've had a chance to talk to anyone about it, but since we've got Mike Hobrook here, we can ask him the question.
Well, it's paying attention, ask me again.
You don't remember that question? You know, and from a memory standpoint, and you know, of course, my memory is getting really, really, really bad these days, but what can I say? As a child, I remember that the Kiwanis Club was involved in that out there, the picnic area. And this dates back to probably the 50s and 60s.
You should remember that.
Give me a second.
You know, you,
I don't think Mike's your age.
I think you might ask some of your alumni members the question, but for some reason I'm thinking that at one time that there was property owned out there by the Kiwanis Club, which had the picnic tables on it, really on both sides of the road. And even though I think, why I remember this, I don't know, but one of the long range plans was, and the reason there were so many pine trees out there, is that they were going to grow the pine trees and then harvest the pine trees when they became full grown and buy additional land out there. And then, of course, everything, I don't know what happened to it from there. I don't know if it's the road or what.
The forestry department owns all of it.
They probably do now. I'm thinking the Kiwanis Club at one time was involved in that.
I've never heard of the Kiwanis Club owning property out through there. I know that I've heard stories from the older members as far as they were involved with attracting the Job Corps and that kind of thing, but the only property that I recall ever hearing about was the cabin, you know, that was sold and moved down towards Dungannon. And as far as the overall project with Guest River Gorge and the High Knob, I'm on the High Knob Enhancement Corporation on that committee, and then another committee involving High Knob. And the master plan includes the Guest River Gorge. The problem is going to be trying to, it was a study done by a group out of Roanoke, and they've given us a long list of things to do. Now the problem is going to be trying to prioritize all of those things that they have suggested, everything from the interpretive center down in Norton to even the signage across High Knob. It's extremely expensive just to put up the proper signage, because it has to be for service and all that kind of stuff. But of course, as you know, I guess you probably know, you know, the Forest Service is getting out of the recreation business. Some time ago, I think I mentioned this to a vice mayor, that it was mentioned to me that if the town of Coburn would like to take over the picnic area out there, that they would be agreeable to that. I thought of my buddy Jeff back there. I thought, well, Jeff's not going to like that. Because taking it over is taking it over.
Right.
Yeah, it would become ours.
Right. I think there are plans this year to upgrade the water sewer situation at Bark Camp, and the water sewer situation over on the High Knob side over there at the lake is even worse than what it is at Bark Camp. There's a lot of need up there. There is some money that's going to be coming this way, but again, we're just going to have to try to decide how to prioritize that thing. And one of the things that's been mentioned several times, as far as Coburn and the Guest River Gorge, that I saw in here about the RV park. If you're going to drive an RV to High Knob, anywhere up that way, we've got the best way of going. Either through Pine Camp or through Flatwoods, you know, you try to go up through, or even Tacoma. I don't know that it'd be a pleasant trip if you were to go up through Norton. Again, all those things have been talked about, and it's just not, that plan has not been formulated, I guess, or the plan's there. We just need to prioritize and get to work.
Well, it sounds like from what, you know, the little I've been involved in this to this point, as far as this particular project goes, it sounds like, you know, Jack's willing to go to the, you know, the federal, you know, state senator, or not state senators, or federal senators, and through our representatives, trying to secure funding for this thing. So I think a resolution, if it helps in aiding this forward, you know, it's kind of an addition to what, you know, the group you're working with would be doing.
I hope that we can get additional monies, but there's been a lot of money that's been awarded already, and potentially be awarded. I don't know if they will, if there's any more there, we can continue to go back to that same well.
This, hopefully it's a different well.
Right. See, I'm wondering, like Spearhead Trail, they're looking to put in something to that effect anyway, because of the trails. And that would actually be better than the one that they were looking at before.
It would be, for sure.
Yeah, so we might need to talk to them and get them involved in this process. And the tourism dollars is what you want to look at. To think of that lady's name.
Well, you know, I guess the question is, do we want to go forward and, you know, have Mr. Sturgill complete a resolution in support of this? Or, you know, in addition to everything else that's going on, I mean, I don't think it hurts. And I think if we can get some conversation going with the, you know, Senator Warner and Kane, I mean, you know, they were very helpful in the Job Corps situation. So, I mean, I personally would like to see, you know, let's go ahead and move forward with this.
I think it would be good.
I think it would too.
So you want to prepare that and bring it back to November?
Yep, I'll finalize it.
Okay. Thank you. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, next item on the agenda under old business is the, speaking of the Kiwanis Club, leasing town building. I think the last time we talked about was just having, you know, the parties involved with Mr. Williams and the Kiwanis Club go ahead and I think you have authorization to go ahead and sign that, if I remember correctly. Right. So
once the lease is together,
and I actually sent you a draft of that this afternoon. Okay. So what I would like is obviously for him to be able to review it, then let Kiwanis look at it. If there's any concerns or anything, then get back with us. It was pretty much very similar to the lease that we did with Spearhead Trails. And obviously, if they want modifications or anything, we'll be happy to look at that and discuss it. But right now, as it stands, and what I sent to Mr. Williams is that it's a 5-year lease renewal. At the end of that term, the discretionary authorities that the town would continue to be able to have access to the building in order to inspect it and make sure everything's fine. Obviously, if there was misuse of the premises or damaged property, obviously, I know we're dealing with Boy Scouts and they'll take very good care of it, but at the same time, it's in there that if there was any of that the town could immediately terminate the lease. And just various standard provisions from there. But what I would ask is for Mr. Williams to look at it and then send it to the Kiwanis Club for their review, and then if there's any questions, concerns, I can modify anything at any point with your all's approval.
Okay.
Speaking of leases, I know this was before most of our time, but the farmer's market bought on the corner beside of Celebrate.
It was 5 years.
Was that a 5-year lease and done, or was there a clause in there that it was automatically renewed? Does anybody know?
It was a 5-year lease, which expired July 1
mm-hmm.
of this past year.
And there's no auto?
There's not an automatic renewal on that thing.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, I know the CIA has been involved in the farmer's market. There's a couple of particular people with CIA that are involved in it. And, you know, personally, I think if the farmer's market is is ever successful to where we've got all kinds of people down there, I think it's good for the town of Coburn. But no, there's no lease at this point in time on that.
They had a better turnout when they had the farmer's market in the parking lot out here.
Oh, yeah.
Where the people coming to the farmer's market could drive their trucks, drop that bed of the truck down, set up their table, and they were happy. But when we moved them across the road and they can no longer drive their trucks and open the truck bed, and they had to haul it all over there, they didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, at this point in time, it's last year was changed from a farmer's market, which with that term, there were certain restrictions mm-hmm. on what could be sold and what could not be sold. And then this past year, I think the times that it was advertised, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was a general, if you are a produce vendor, basically, you can bring produce down here.
Now, how many vendors did we have?
We had none, so.
Zero.
Yeah, that I'm aware of.
I was just making sure. I was just making sure that no individuals
no.
had a lease.
There's no lease.
Should have never happened, but that's neither here nor there. But moving forward, that I just wanted to make sure we're clear. The only leases we have are with like Spearhead, which is a business, and then with the Kiwanis, which is a group.
Correct.
So, get it?
Kiwanis / Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Mike, one thing right there. I meant to tell you when I was up.
Oh, I know another lease we have.
We have got everything out of the building except the lace truck.
Okay.
Everything else is gone.
Okay.
So we got it all cleaned up.
And thank you all for voting to approve that.
Well, I was just talking about that.
My boss, all I have the keys. They've been busy. I'll get the keys tomorrow, brother.
I saw one of the trash receptacles out there in front of that the other day. Full. I thought the Boy Scouts had actually been in there cleaning some.
I don't think so. They don't have access to it.
I think it's probably them cleaning up
that. Oh my goodness, you guys got a lot of stuff out there.
Also, I noticed, I can't believe that you did not make this comment during reports that our safety exchange. We have signs up.
They've been up. They've been up. I put them up.
They've been there a long time ago.
I posted it a long time ago when they fixed them.
I've never realized that.
He did it. Yeah. But see, what happened?
No, you have not.
Well, they've been there a long time. Yes, it has. It's been about 2 years. I could probably go back through my Facebook because I posted it then.
Well, I've never noticed them, and I go by there every day.
Well, I have posted it then. But see, I actually used it the other day because I had to meet somebody to make an exchange, and I wanted to be in a safe spot. Because I never know about them, so it was a safe spot.
Oh, no.
And that's where I had her meet me at. You know how that is. I wanted to be sure I was in a safe spot.
Oh, no.
But I would like to see more. I don't know how many people use it.
There's quite a few.
Do that. That's good. All
right, moving along.
Any additional questions? Okay, the last item on the agenda is old business under PSA water flow agreements.
I included this just the fact that you also wanted to review it.
I did. I still don't like it.
Did we contact?
Allow Will to do some magic and see what he comes up with.
Yeah, and I have looked at it over the past couple of weeks. Obviously, the first thing that comes out to me when I look at it is that it's a 30-year lease.
I can't go that.
And the other thing that it talks about for a rate increase that the town would have to have a study in order to justify the increase. But then the language in there specifically says that the only way it's increased from $2 per gallon, per 1,000 gallons, is that they have to agree to the rate increase. So that makes it pretty much $2 for the next 30 years unless they agree otherwise. So it's I just have to point that out because that's the big issue in the contract.
I looked at it and I was like, no. And the more I read on it, the worse it sounded. And I'm like, there's no way that I could justify doing that.
Right.
Because 30 years is a long time and who knows. what could happen.
It's a really long time to be obligated at a certain rate.
Right.
That cannot be changed unless they agree to it.
Yeah. Let me make a suggestion. Let me make a suggestion. Let's let Mr. Williams get back in touch with PSA and, you know, start some in earnest negotiations with this project, because obviously they've, you know, put this together themselves. They've given it to us. You know, they do have a huge, huge, huge savings involved. And if by going into our system as opposed to going into C&W, and you know, reporting back, I would suggest also, you know, working with Mr. Chris Mullins on this, getting some feedback from him also, and then reporting back to council.
I'm already in communication with Chris, and he's in the process of doing that.
Okay, great. Additional questions? Okay, we've got several reasons to go into closed session tonight. We've got what, legal, personnel, anything else? So I'll make a motion that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A7 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in closed session. First.